CFM. Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
6:03 for a Wednesday morning. We need a little bit of this in our life, I think.
A little bit of happiness.
Get on up when you're feeling down. We've had a crisis meeting behind the scenes here this morning whether we should push on with the show. Isn't it this morning?
You know what I'm like. I rarely miss a day at work.
No, and I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Over the years that we've worked together, you've rarely taken a day off, if ever. I can't think of a day. You should take more days off. We should both have more sick days.
Let's make a pact.
Yes.
No, we don't like to do that.
How many do we get a year? How many sick days a year? Well, 10? Yeah. 12?
I'd love to look into that, like, because you get a certain amount, right?
I think so. I think they accumulate too.
So, like, all different types too. There's, like, actual sick days, and then you've got bereavement leave.
Oh, yeah, for family and family if anyone passes away and stuff.
And then there's all different other types.
How sus will it be if you and I are taking sick days on the same day?
I mean,
I give you a call. You feeling sick? Yeah, not great. Oh, well, we're
coincidence?
Both, yeah, no, we're both not coming in. I've got something that's going to make you feel better this morning.
Okay.
You're not physically sick. It's your back, right?
I've put my back out
this
morning.
Okay.
Which I've never done that before. I've always had some bad back pain.
I'm gonna help you with music therapy.
Ooh.
Before 6:30 this morning, I'll help you with some music therapy.
What
all
about
right?
that mouth massage that we tried on the show once?
So that's going to get you over the line.
Good, because my left butt cheek is where the pain is.
I'll put my mouth on the line if I...
It's hard to laugh. I'm just going to sit here and laugh like this.
It's going to be tough hanging out with me this morning, I tell you that, Lash.
Oh, no.
Because I am a laugh a minute.
You're a laugh and a half.
Look, big show coming up this morning. I'm going to help you out with that very soon. Amateur acting coming up after 8 o'clock this morning with some great prizes on the line. We're still doing Tracy Grimshaw. Is she over it? A current affair?
We're
is
doing Tracy Grimshaw. Poor. Can we get Tracy on the show?
She won't admit that she's being over a current affair. No way.
She won't
no
admit it?
No way.
I just love to chat to her.
It's bringing the money in, Brie. You know,
she's
not
an icon.
Brings the money in. Oh, yeah? Icon?
She's definitely over that show, though. She's over being there.
Get up with Brie and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
I do love to bring the new products that are coming into our world onto the table on this show.
In 2017.
And you know, I love to think about survival tactics.
Like a zombie apocalypse.
If there's
style.
A zombie apocalypse, I've got a full plan. I know what I'm doing. And you've said before that you would just come find me because my plan is foolproof.
Well, you used to use that running app where to get you to run faster, they had the zombies and it was like you were in a zombie apocalypse. So
zombie run.
Zombie.
Best $15 I ever spent.
$15 on that stupid thing.
$14.99.
Do you still use it?
Nah.
Great $15.
Used it three times. I hated running, so I don't know why I pay for it. I've got a new product.
Okay, I look forward to this.
Ringoni's new products. Actually, they're usually pretty weird and not that useful.
Always like to know first, tech-based or not?
Food-based.
Food-based.
So this is for survival mode.
Okay.
It's a new product that's sweeping the new products nation. It's called Tactical Bacon.
Okay, Tactical Bacon.
I've grabbed a piece from the ad where they're trying to sell this product.
All right.
Take a listen to this guy.
I don't always have time for flavor.
Wham!
But when I do, I reach for Tactical Bacon.
Tactical Bacon!
54 pieces in every can.
How is that possible?
Tactical technology.
How does it taste?
Like bacon!
So load up on TacBac when you're on your next maneuver. Because desperate times call for desperate bacon. You could even recycle a can. Hippie.
TacBac. Passionate about that.
Oh, it's amazing.
He's into it.
It's bacon in a can. It lasts for 10 years.
No preservatives, of course.
Yeah, no preservatives whatsoever. And it's not like mushed up. It's like full strips of bacon. You get 18 servings in a can.
Where do we find it?
Online. For the low price of $19.95. It's all sold out at the moment. You can't buy this stuff at the moment.
What freaks are buying Tactical Bacon?
Haven't you seen that show? It's a whole show about people preparing themselves for the end of the world. That's who's buying the product.
No, I don't waste my time with that show. People worried about a zombie apocalypse, Bree.
I legitimately watch that show to get tips.
Is it any different to just the other day we tried those little Frankfurt sausages from Aldi, which is in the jar filled with water?
Yes.
I mean, how's it different to that? I can't imagine it would taste any better.
It tastes like bacon.
Yeah, but they tasted like... Yeah, sort of
us.
Like Have you tasted the tactical bacon?
I haven't.
No, you haven't. So
but
I can
fully endorse that this product would be amazing.
So I mean, sold out? Sold out at the moment?
Sold out online at the moment, but you can get it from a website called ThinkGeek.com. I'm sure they'll have plenty more restock. It's flying off the shelves.
It's not.
I think they only made 10 cans. They didn't think they would sell it. Your favourite new product?
Not mine. I appreciate the new product. Okay. I like to be across all these
things. You need to stay up on these things.
I mean, I preferred when you brought us the golf club that you could wee into out on the golf course because that's really practical for me.
Well, you can use that also.
I don't have a bunker at home when I think the world's going to end with a can of tactical bacon.
Don't come crying to me for some bacon when there's zombies taking over the world, okay? I'm going to have all the bacon to myself.
Did you hear what you just said?
Yes, I did. I'd love to have tactical bacon as a prize.
Bree's lost the plot.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Look, from time to time, we like to ask ourselves the questions of life on this show.
You have given me guidance counselling before.
Of course. Come to me for anything. Today, we'd like to ask ourselves...
You do have the body of a Buddha. Can I rub your belly later for good luck?
Might actually feel nice.
Well, don't make it a HR issue.
You know Jamie does that to get me to sleep sometimes?
No, she doesn't.
Sometimes I just say, belly rub.
What are you, a dog?
Feels good, guys. Put it to the test, I'm telling you.
No wonder she always has good luck.
Exactly. She's got me.
Oh.
We need to ask ourselves the age-old question of life.
Mm-hmm.
Is Tracy Grimshaw over a current affair?
Is she just over it?
How long has she been hosting the current affair for now, Tracy Grimshaw? Because we've managed to capture the last couple of nights, haven't we, Bree? And we've both made comment and said, Tracy just looks done.
She just can't be effed, can
she? No, she's over a current affair. We got some grabs we want to play as examples, and we're going to answer the age-old question.
Is Tracy Grimshaw over it?
Next.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
We've managed to catch a current affair the last couple of nights.
You both and I both, for some reason.
And I don't sit down and watch it every night. If it's on TV randomly and I catch a little bit, I see a little bit.
Sometimes it hooks me in. I know. Sometimes I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, they get me on the odd one too.
Yeah.
But we've both made comment about...
It's the overpowering energy.
Tracy Grimshaw.
And enthusiasm that Tracy Grimshaw brings.
Now, can we premise this by saying we both love Tracy Grimshaw?
I think she's a great host.
Yes, I think she's really good.
Yeah.
But we're just starting to get the feeling that after so many years of hosting a show like Current Affair, where you can only deal with so many dodgy grandparents, neighbours ripping off their neighbours.
Mechanics that are cheating an old woman.
Who's got the best specials at Aldi, Woolies or Coles? There's only so many of those stories you can deliver.
Is she a bit over it?
How many years has she been hosting it for now?
So she actually began her career in journalism in 1981.
Well done.
Not at a Current Affair, but at Channel 9. And then she actually did a few reporting stories in the early 90s, but she actually took over the role as host from Ray Martin on the 30th of January 2006. So
wow, 11 years.
Over 10 years.
That's a solid amount of time in the job.
Good effort.
No doubt had dreams of 60 minutes and, you know, reporting on some...
Which I think she could own that.
100%.
She could get that gig.
Anyway, a couple of audio pieces here. We just want to We can sense if Grimshaw is over hosting a current affair. So she was talking about luxury liners, you know, the cruise ships.
Yes.
And she was setting up the story, you know, getting excited about setting up the luxury liners.
And usually it's super dramatic.
It's got to be dramatic because you've got to put emphasis in. Unhappy. Tracy Grimshaw.
These holiday makers are vowing never to get on a luxury liner again.
Okay. Not too bad.
Not too, you know.
She's a little bit interested.
It's the opening story of the night, so you're starting there.
She's kicked off well.
After 12 minutes of luxury liner chat and how they're dodgy and there's gastro and all that stuff, Tracy's just had enough.
Carnival Australia and Royal Caribbean Cruises have sent us statements, which you can read in full on our homepage.
On our homepage. Oh, no. On our homepage. It's just the tone in her voice.
Another luxury liner story that I've got to read out and mention the thing on the homepage.
I am over it.
What about getting to know the market? Okay.
Of course.
This is a line that so interesting. Tracy delivered about getting to know the market. Not sure which market it is.
Doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter to Trace.
Well, that's definitely what you call getting to know your market.
Oh, yeah.
Getting to know your market.
I don't know how excited we're expecting her to be, but it's more true. When you watch it, you just know. You just get a sense. This is my favourite, though.
Which one's this?
This is an up next story.
Oh, this is where she needs to hook to the upcoming story. So, you need to put real enthusiasm into this.
Up next on her current affair. Another story that we need to be excited about.
Up next, they lure members with offers of discount holidays and cash rewards. But is this travel club all it's cracked up to be?
Can anyone please, who's listening right now, catch a current affair tonight?
Up next.
And you make the call. Do you think she's over it? Because if you watch it, the look on her face just screams, get me the hell out of here.
It'd be like me saying, up next, amateur acting's on the show. And, get me out of this job.
Damn you, Ray. Bring back Ray Martin.
Why did you leave, Ray? Come back.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Are you going to set this thing up?
Oh, it's time for a bit of this. Yeah.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Brian Gondi's amateur acting.
Sorry, I was getting in the acting zone.
That's okay.
So I'm just trying to get into my character's shoes for a second.
So you and I are going to act out a scene from a movie this morning, and people need to call through on 13 12 16. Don't call now. You need to call when you know what the movie is.
Okay.
So it's first in, best dressed. If you get it wrong, unfortunately, that means you're out.
Yeah, we move on to the next person. Oh, God, get in the scene. Get in the scene, Gaund. All right, I'm ready. People don't think it's that movie.
No, it's not that movie. It's not that movie. All right. Rach, you are the director. I believe I'm playing two characters this morning.
Oh, geez, you are like Meryl Streep over there.
Don't worry. It's a very small two part, so I'll be fine.
Here we go.
And action!
And action, guys. You ready? Pull over! Pull over!
No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing.
Pull your vehicle to the side of the road.
Killer boots, man!
License and registration, please. You fellas were going a little fast back there, don't you think? Been doing a bit of boozing, have you?
No, sir.
Yeah, well, what's that?
That's nothing, sir.
Yeah? Well, you are aware that it's against the law and to have open alcohol in a container here in the state of Pennsylvania. Come on, give me that booze and a little pumpkin pie here, cutted freak.
Sir, no, no, wait, sir, you don't want to do that?
You keep your mouth shut if you knew what was good for you, buddy.
Tic-tac, sir.
Isn't that my line to go...
Yeah, I just helped you out.
Oh, thanks. Where was that in the script?
I know.
Get out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
And scene.
Done.
One of my favourite scenes.
Best scene ever.
One of my favourite scenes.
We've got a few callers coming through.
Adam on 13, 12, 16. Morning, mate.
Morning.
Good morning.
Can you pick the scene?
It's Dumb and Dumber when he's on the way to Aspen.
It is Dumber and Dumber.
Did you just say Dumber and Dumber?
Oh, is that the second movie?
I think that was just Dumb and Dumber 2, wasn't
Dumber
it?
And Dumberer.
Dumber and Dumberer.
I'm just getting in the scene.
Dumb and Dumber, mate. Well done. You picked the scene.
Give me that booze, you little pumpkin pie.
I love how you made me drink the wee in that scene. And not yourself.
Well, you've done it before, so...
Great scene. Hey, tickets to Hoyt's Cinemas and Erin are coming your way, Adam. You can pick the movie of your choice, mate. Enjoy.
Thanks, guys.
Too easy. People were calling through before we got through that scene.
Oh, people knew. People love that film. Can I just say, what did you think is the number two?
Well, I love Dumb and Dumber so much, I enjoy Dumb and Dumber 2. But I can see why people wouldn't like it. But I think it was better than Anchorman 2.
I agree.
Anchorman 2 was totally an absolute stinker.
Absolute travesty that was.
That shark scene where he... unneeded.
They needed to cut that whole part out.
And a lot of racist stuff in it too. There's a lot of racist stuff in that scene.
We went with our black friend Kelvin.
Yeah, so I invited him along.
Yeah.
He rocks up late to the movie, sits down. First scene he sees is them at the dinner table ripping into the black people at the table.
Absolutely.
It was the most awkward moment of my life.
He was giggling.
Yeah, he was laughing. Look, you can experience more Hoyts Arena with tickets from $9.90 if you want to go along and check out some great movies that are in cinemas now.
My mum and dad let us watch that film, Dumb and Dumberer.
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber, yeah.
When we were really young, and I think they regretted it forever because we were really young when we were quoting stuff from that movie.
The amount of quotes that come out of that movie, we've been rattling them off for years.
The toilet scene.
What's the toilet scene?
Where he gives him laxative and then he's sitting on the toilet and he's holding onto the bowl and it's just coming out of him. Tell me you remember that scene.
I remember the scene, okay. But Jim Carrey in his prime, ultimate.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
I'm off the fitness bandwagon.
You're off?
Yeah, I'm off it.
Because you did get back on for a little while.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that I'll get on it.
Yes.
I'll let everyone know that I'm on it.
Yeah.
So I'll go to F45 and I'll tell everyone I'm doing
F45. God, we heard about it.
Yeah, tell everyone. And then I fall off.
I'm just one of those people that lie about it.
Okay.
That's what I like to do.
Are you doing any sort of exercise at the moment whatsoever?
I played a game of soccer with my beloved Carry On Cougars a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
My calves and my hamstrings were so sore the next day I was crawling around my apartment.
Sometimes you wonder why. Just why? Why do
like,
we put
why
ourselves
am I putting
through
myself through this?
Well, I've come up with another idea. And I was sitting on the couch.
Here we go. Here's one of Gordy's. It's either a get-rich-quick scheme or it's a get-fit-quick scheme.
Both. I need to combine the two.
You know those vibrating pads at the supermarket?
Yeah.
They actually work. It came out the other day.
Do they really?
Look at you.
The ones that you put on your six-pack and...
No. The boards that are on the ground. Apparently, studies have shown that it actually works.
I might have to get one of those. I was sitting on the couch yesterday and just bang, out of nowhere, idea popped in my head.
Oh, here we go.
I should train for a marathon.
You don't really have the build for a marathon runner.
Hey, you'll be surprised. Once I warm up, I can run.
I'm not saying you can't run. I'm just saying a marathon runner is usually quite... How do I get around this? Quite thin and slender. Like, you're more like front row... footy player.
Front row footy player.
You're muscly.
Yeah, but with some training, you know, I'll get down and I'll get to that Ethiopian kind of frame.
Like, you know, like your marathons, like our mate, Rashi wearing
Jack Cole Reavy, F45
trainer. He has the build of a marathon runner.
He's a great runner. And you wouldn't... It's funny you mentioned Jack.
Oh, God, because he's going to... He's going
to
train you.
Here's my text to Jack. I just had the idea and... I started with marathon and then I Googled how far that was.
It's a lot, 40-something Ks?
Yeah, so I downgraded it to a half marathon, which is 21 Ks. And I think the most I've ever run is 8 Ks.
That's not too bad.
I think I've run
I'd be happy with that if I was you.
So I sent Jack a text and I said, just out of nowhere, I said, would you like to help me train for my first ever half marathon? He said, hell yes. Do you have a race in mind? I said, not yet, but if you know of any, I'm ready. I'm good to go.
God, you could turn that into a reality show.
What's that?
Him training you for a half marathon.
He's constantly training me up for my next exercise fad. Anyone? He says here, anyone can do a marathon, but you need plenty of time. We're looking at a 12-month commitment.
Nah, you know, I'm out. I thought he was going to say 12 weeks.
No, 12 months.
12 weeks I can commit to.
12 months.
Sounds like I'm talking about relationships. Not 12 months.
I fall off after a week. How am I going to commit to 12 months? Anyway, back and forth between Jack and I, and we got to the end, and yep, I'm training for a half marathon, guys. So, yeah.
Yeah, for a couple of weeks.
To know, I'm going to do
we'll
it.
Ask you again. You're like, look, it was a big commitment. Don't know how Steve Monaghetti did it.
I need to train for something. That's my problem because exercise for me, if I'm just doing it for no reason, mm-hmm. I need to set myself a goal. And a half marathon is my new goal. First ever in my life, 21Ks. Are you backing me, Bree?
Can't say I'd put Thanks my money on you. Not putting any money on it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
We had a crisis meeting this morning, didn't we?
We did.
At one point, we thought about not pushing on with the show. We talked about going home, and we really did do that because you pulled your back out.
It's legitimate. I'm not just saying it.
I know it is. You went to pick up a bag this morning, laptop in the bag. You've tweaked a butt cheek. And now
it's
you
going
can't.
Down my left leg, so it's not great.
We've had a few people call up and give remedies on things that you can do. Voltaren's been a big one.
I also had someone has also texted me and said that you can hang from something.
I'll try that.
Hang from something and let your legs and everything just hang for 30 seconds.
I'll try that. I had a heat pack here this morning. Is that helping?
Yes, that is helping. Okay. Thank you very much.
All good stuff. What about...
Enough about me.
Music therapy.
Music therapy?
Because in a time of crisis like this... The biggest artists in the world like to get together and help people out.
Okay.
So since this morning, I've been doing some work behind the scenes and I've chatted to some big artists. Just to see if they can get you through this crisis.
Okay.
And you mentioned to us earlier this morning that there was one part of the area that you were focusing on where the pain was. It was this.
My butt cheek.
So that's where the pain is, right?
That's where the pain is, in my left butt cheek. My butt cheek. Okay, I'm so glad you've got that grab. My butt cheek.
So just in
You're
there.
You're an idiot.
So I thought, who could I get to help out? And I thought, remember Kia?
Kia?
Remember that bit of a one-hit wonder? I spoke to Kia. I got on the phone. I said, Kia, what can you do with this? Can you remix your song? She said, sure, no worries. If this is going to make Bree feel better, and here it is.
My
neck,
my back, lick. My butt cheek.
So, you know, the big stars are helping out this morning.
I appreciate just that. I can't believe she redid that just for me.
Unbelievable, is it not?
That's amazing.
Bruno Mars. I got on the phone to Bruno. I said, Bruno, what can you do for me this morning? My co-host needs to push on. What can you do? He said, leave it with me. He shot this back.
Butt cheek.
So, you know, Bruno Mars is on board trying to help you get over the line this morning, Bree.
What a guy.
But I wasn't done there.
You weren't done?
No.
Are you sure? Are you positive?
I had to go old school.
Yeah.
So I got on the phone to Sir Mix-a-Lot.
You know, this is my particular favourite.
And I said...
Don't ruin a great song.
I said, Sir Mix-a-Lot, what can you do for us this morning? He said, leave it with me. And within minutes, he's fired back. It's unbelievable. Have a listen.
Oh, my God. Becky, look at her
butt cheek.
It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
I like big...
Butt cheek.
Trying to help you over the line this morning with a couple of big name music artists.
Well, you're not helping because laughing hurts, and now I'm in trouble.
Thank me, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Bruno Mars, and that other lady we never heard of again for helping you get through this morning.
It's really helped, really.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
There's an engineer in Barcelona. His name's Sergi Santos.
Okay.
And he has created a sex robot.
Oh, we've talked about these in the past.
Oh, no.
We talked about celebrity ones where you can get the ones that look like celebrities.
They were dolls.
Dolls.
Not robots.
Right.
This one is next level.
Okay, this one does stuff for you.
And I pictured when I read this story, I pictured that it looked pretty, you know, amateur. You should see. I'll show you a picture in a minute.
Robot?
Pretty hot robot. He's named her Samantha.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I guess that's probably a good name. Like, you wouldn't want to name her Gladys.
No.
Or Shirley, would you?
No. Not into that.
Imagine if he gave it a name like that. But I'm sure you can name her whatever you want because, you know, it's your robot.
Once you take her, you can do as you please.
So to speak.
Yeah, well... So how does it work?
So Silicon Samantha, she's covered in a bunch of sensors and she responds to human touch.
Right.
And she's got a bunch of different modes. So she's got the romantic mode. She's also got sexy mode.
Okay.
But this is my favorite. You can switch it to family mode. Where she loves her hand to be held.
Right.
What is this guy? Come
for when,
on.
For
this
when
is...
you're out in public with your robot.
Exactly.
And you want to hold hands.
You need to put in the hard yards with Samantha.
Oh, you need to... Hang on. No.
You need to wine and dine your robot.
No. If I've gone out of my way to fund Samantha to be in my house,
yes.
Do you really have to win over a robot?
Apparently.
Soon we're going to have World International Robot Day instead of Women's Day. Because they don't have rights.
I mean, you need to treat her with respect. Samantha doesn't like to be, you know, objectified.
Okay.
She has dark brown hair, piercing green eyes, and she's even capable of emotional closeness.
Right.
This guy's really put in the hard work with Samantha. Like, he's done some extensive hard work.
Does he want to sell these robots? Or does he...
I mean, wants to keep it for himself.
Why don't you just get yourself a wife, if that's the case? I mean, these are all the things that you put up with in a normal relationship.
I know. Well, this one's cheaper too.
How much is the robot?
So,
how much is Samantha?
There's 18 different female body types, depending on what you like.
Yep.
Or there's two male figures as well. So, producer H, don't you worry.
Don't rule out
something for the ladies.
Yeah, don't rule out the
they
ladies.
They start from $6,500 as the base model.
Right.
And then you can trade up for more specific creations for the eye-watering $12,000.
$12,000.
I could buy a jet ski.
Yeah. And love it more.
I know. And do all the same thing. No, probably not.
No.
Probably, I mean.
Well, by the sound of things, the jet ski won't talk back to you like
exactly.
This robot will. I mean, it's going to want you to do certain things to get love.
I know. It also comes with a functioning G-spot. That's how far this guy's taken it.
I did see this story.
Did you see it?
Is this the one Rach flicked to us as a joke? Is that the same one?
Yeah.
Oh.
But then I thought about it. Sergi, he sounds like a great guy. And even though he's created it, he probably still couldn't find it anyway.
Jesus.
Can you imagine? I could just picture him going,
is this a real story?
Where the bloody hell did I put this damn thing?
Is this a real story? I thought that was a fake, made-up story.
It's dead set real. Do you want to see a picture of
it? Get
her?
Out.
Look, this is what she looks like.
Show me.
Look at Samantha.
Oh.
And then that's him. He hasn't helped himself with the picture that they've chosen, has he?
I wouldn't buy Samantha a drink in a bar looking at that.
She looks kind of...
Yeah, well, not for me.
Well, that's what Sergi likes. That's what Sergi gets. Yep.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Just quickly, that robot that you were telling us about that this guy's made.
Samantha,
which is a...
Silicon Samantha, her name is. Her full name.
It's a full-blown companion robot, right? So not just for...
For that stuff.
Yeah, not just for the bedroom activities.
It literally replaces, your girlfriend or your wife. So she does everything.
Did you say you wouldn't want her named Shirley? Isn't that your auntie's name?
That was an example.
Hang on. So you're using your auntie's name as an unattractive name that you would not want to hook up with.
I asked Rachel, Rach, what's an older sounding name? And Rachel said Shirley. I like the name Shirley.
I'd like to apologise to your Aunt Shirl, who
Sexy
I know
Shirley.
Listens to. Oh, she is.
Shirl the Pearl.
Back in her day, you know what I'm saying.
Who would you rather? Auntie Julie, my mum's twin. Or Auntie Shirley, which they're not identical.
But she looks close enough to Mum and Di.
Shirley looks more like Mum and Di. Here we go.
Never would have thought I'd have to pick between your two older aunties on the show this morning, if I'm honest.
Pick.
But. Shirley.
Really?
Bombshell in the Brianna family.
Producer Rage, get Shirl on the line real quick. Should be happy with that. You know how happy Shirl would be with that?
Just come talk to Uncle Gaunt.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Just come at me.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Went and did some shopping at Erin Affair yesterday. And while I was there, I thought, go to the food court, get a healthy salad. That's what I got.
Sumo salad?
Definitely not a kebab. And when I was sitting there, I noticed this family who was sitting right near me and what they were eating.
I always look around at that. I also look at people shopping in their trolleys.
Same here. Just to see, I always take notice of that, the person behind me at the checkout, what they're buying.
What are they tucking into at the food court? This would be great.
This family, I think there was five of them, and they all had brought their food from home.
Oh,
it was
like a picnic.
All a bunch of containers, all Tupperware, and they all had packed their lunch to come to Erin Affair.
Picnic in the food court.
Yeah.
Weird.
I just sat there and went, what?
Did it look nice though?
I didn't really see what they were eating. It was like, I think it was like a rice dish and something else. I'm not sure. But I just thought, I've never ever thought to pack my lunch to go shopping. And they were obviously shopping because they had shopping bags and stuff with them, like clothes and stuff.
Here's the thing. I bet no one has ever taken their own food to a food court from home.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. No, we won't get a call. Not one person.
Unless it's this family. Well, they might call.
They're listening this morning.
They're listening.
Yes, this is my time. I've been waiting for this phone topic on radio.
Here's my time to shine. It was super elaborate too. Like they had everything from drinks to plastic cups.
What would be the situation? Why would they need to do that?
I mean, I get it's to save money, but then, I don't know, how much money are you saving, like, for the convenience of just buying a sandwich from the food court?
Oh, here come the calls, Bree. People love to prove us wrong on 13, 12, 16.
You know what else I've seen in the past couple of weeks as well, which I kind of get this one more, was there was a couple that, when I went to see a movie recently, Hidden Figures, that film I was telling you about, the couple sitting next to me bought their own food in containers as well.
I've done that.
Yeah, which it makes sense because, I mean, it can get expensive.
You've gone over to the baby change room where there's a microwave to heat up milk and cooked your own popcorn from the supermarket.
That's true. Pop my own popcorn, which I kind of get that
that's
one.
That's elaborate.
But the food court, a bit strange.
Cassandra on 13, 12, 16. Good morning.
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 Are you here to prove us wrong?
Was it you?
Yeah, my dad used to take us to the food court and make us pack our own lunch.
Why, Cassandra?
I like how she says he made us.
What's the point?
He's a tight ass.
It's that, is it?
Yeah, he's a tight
That makes sense.
Okay,
so I was one of four.
You're going shopping for the day, and he's like, all right, everyone in the car, we're going to go do some shopping, but I'm not forking out money for lunch. We're taking our own.
Yeah, pretty much.
What a sad childhood.
Yep.
Oh.
So you never got to eat the kebab?
No.
Oh,
no.
What?
Cassandra.
And now I've got my own kids, and I never, ever make them pack their lunch for the shops.
Cassandra, where do you live?
I live in Empire Bay.
Empire Bay. What's the closest shopping centre to you? I'm just wondering if we can take you down for a kebab.
Love to take Cassandra to the food court for a kebab.
Just so you can have the childhood you never had, Cassandra. We can be mum and dad, and we will shout you a kebab. How
and
does
a
that
donut
sound?
From Donut King.
And, oh, geez, Bree's a good mum, isn't she?
Oh, that'd be great.
All right. Kebab,
I would love that.
Donut. We're going to make this thing work. Maybe
a childhood dream for you, Cassandra. We're going to fulfil that for you.
Oh, that'd be great.
See, making childhood dreams come true. It's what we do
here. It's the small things.
It's the small
things. But they still count.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
A couple of days ago, I came to you because I said I was suffering from major guilt. I'd went through something at my apartment block where there's an apartment that likes to get fresh fruit and veg delivered to the apartment every week.
Yeah.
And I was very hungry one day. I had nothing in the cupboards. I took one little orange. They were never going to notice it was gone.
It was a pre-thought of theft, though, because you sat in your house and you did question yourself whether you should or shouldn't. You went down to check it. It was still there. You went back up. Then you went, no, I'm going to go back down. And then you stole the orange.
Okay.
Wasn't a pass. Wasn't a, you know.
It wasn't a spare of the moment thing.
Wasn't
no.
a drive-by it wasn't. Orange steal.
I did, yeah.
Premeditated.
Contemplate. For multiple minutes over whether I should take it. Anyway, upon releasing that story here at CFM, there's been a development in the story.
In the building.
Yeah. All right, Producer H.
I don't know the development yet. I'm interested to
I
hear.
Ran into someone who lives in my building yesterday.
Do they own the box?
They don't.
Okay.
Thank God. They don't own the box. Hopefully that person doesn't listen to our show.
Everyone listens to our show.
But I've never met this girl before. Never met her, and she stops me in the hallway and she says, "You're Bree from CFM, right?" And yeah. I was like, oh no.
Your Bree t-shirt on. I'm Bree from CFM.
I wear it all the time with an arrow.
This is me.
And she looks at me and she goes, "Heard that story yesterday."
Yep.
And I was like, oh no, this is the girl. It's her box. Panic, panic, run. That's what my brain was saying.
Did she look tough?
No, she looked like a nice lady.
Okay.
She then began to laugh and say, she goes, "I could not help but laugh in my car."
Yeah.
"Because I have done the same thing."
From the same box?
Well, there's not multiple people in our building getting fresh fruit and veg. She has done the same thing. She goes, "I actually took a couple of apples from that box." I don't think it was the same occasion. She goes, "I have taken before a couple of apples."
This poor person, by the time they get to the box, there's not much left after everyone else in the building has helped themselves.
They've probably sent many emails to the place being like, "I ordered this. I only got this. I don't stand for it." Anyway, made me feel a lot better about myself because she goes, "We probably shouldn't take any more stuff."
Yeah.
Because they're going to catch on eventually. But I fear I've become that really sad person on radio who sounds really horrible. And now our friends at the Imperial Fruit Spot at the Imperial Centre at Gosford, which they've helped me out before, if you remember.
Oh, was this with the passion fruits?
I had the massive
passion fruit addiction.
Passion fruit addiction. And they actually gave me a whole box of passion fruits, which I ate every single passion fruit, can I say.
What have they come with today? I see a big box of something there.
They've dropped off a whole box of fruit. Obviously, they feel bad for the person in my building.
Oh, so is that to give to the person in your building or is that for us?
Us?
Oh, okay. I'm guessing it's for us. Are we sharing
I think it's for us.
Right.
So I'm not drawn to steal from other people.
Well, a big thanks to those guys.
Massive thanks to the Imperial Fruit Spot. I need to go down there and say thank you to them. They are technically helping me with my fruit stealing problem.
And that's the thing I love about this show and radio is that, I mean, you get on and you say you've stolen an orange from someone and yet you get delivered a big box of fruit from the Imperial Fruit Spot in Gosford.
So I get rewarded. I'm getting rewarded for stealing.
I might steal an Audi.
I might steal a miniature pony because I really want one of those.
If I steal one Audi, just one.
Yes.
And feel bad about it. Do you think Audi might send me an Audi to drive?
I don't think it works like that.
It worked for you. Look at the big box of fruit sitting right there. It's right there.
Delicious.
You are the Misha Barton of your block.
What does that mean?
You're the Misha Barton of your apartment
She
block.
Got barred from her block of units. Are you saying that I'm that person that lives in the...
I think everyone talks about you as the Misha Barton because Misha Barton drove the U-Haul van straight into the front of the apartment block where she lives. You're that version.
I'm the person that everyone wants out. Is that what you're saying?
You've probably got a sex tape they're all trying to get their hands on.
I am the Misha Barton of my building.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
It is nearly 9 o'clock and before we leave, Gaunzi, some of the people listening right now might never hear us at 6 a.m.
What goes down early on the show.
And sometimes the show can get a little bit risque. And there was a development on the show early this morning, Gaunzi, that you, out of my two aunties, my mum's hot twin, Julie, or my mum's older sister, Shirley, you who would you pick?
You put me in a position to answer who I thought would be hotter, anyway, here's some audio from the show this morning.
Would you rather, Auntie Julie, my mum's twin, or Auntie Shirley, which they're not identical?
But she looks close enough to Mama Di.
Shirley looks more like Mama Di. Here we go.
Never would have thought I'd have to pick between your two older aunties on the show this morning, if I'm honest.
Pick.
Shirley.
Really?
Bombshell in the Brianna family.
Producer Rage, get Shirley on the line.
Stand by my statement.
You happy with your decision?
Yeah, because Jules is a little bit too loose for my liking.
She is a party animal.
Her daughter, though, your hot cousin. I mean, I know I'm
engaged.
She's
not in the mix right now. She's not in the mix. Remember that time we partied with Julie?
Yeah.
We had a couple of shots.
Yeah, it was great times.
She touched your lower back.
She tried. She put the moves on.
No, she didn't
Have you tried to get Shirley on the show today?
I called her.
Because you said she'd love that.
Oh, that would honestly make my Auntie Shirl's year.
Okay.
She would love that. She beat Julie at something. Yeah. Oh, she would eat it up.
Are they competitive, are they?
Well, Mum and Shirley always talk about how Julie was the golden child and everyone thought she was the hottest in the family and she won everything.
And who would think all these years later that Di's daughter's co-host would finally pick them in a hot contest?
Honestly, it will make her year. I'm doing some work behind the scenes. We're going to get Shirl on tomorrow.
Okay.
This time tomorrow, I'm going to get my auntie Shirl on and you can break that news to her.
What, that I think she's the hot auntie of the...
No, you're going to break the news to her that out of all of them, you would pick Shirl. Okay?
I'm fine with it. I'm cool.
No, I think it'll be a nice thing.
If I'm going to make Shirl's day by telling her I think she's hot, then I'm more than okay with that.
Yes, and then at the Christmas party later this year, hey, if a tonguey happens, it happens.
You sound cool, dude. I mean, I thought you'd be a gangster, but you're not. We are done for this morning for a Wednesday.
I can't wait for this time tomorrow.
Why are you so excited about that?
I just want to hear my auntie's reaction.
She won't believe it.
You don't know Shirl very well. She's a loose unit too.
Someone of my standard, you know, like a good solid 9 out of 10.
She does love modest people, so that's you've got that going
for
you.
It's a match made.
Oh, yeah.
Rach is next.
See ya.
Have a good one.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.